Greece readies. Its first tax on crypto gains, Reuters says. Greece is preparing to impose a tax on cryptocurrency gains for the first time, according to Reuters reporting relayed by CoinDesk on June 6, 2026. The move would end a long stretch in which Greek crypto profits sat in a legal gray zone, with no dedicated rule telling holders how to report them. The headline is the change in posture, not the fine print. As of writing, the rate, the holding period rules, and the effective date have not been published. Reuters framed this as preparation, which means a draft or stated intent rather than a law already on the books. Anyone reading this in Greece should wait for the official text before assuming a specific number. A holdout joins the taxed column. For years, Greek crypto investors operated without a clear statutory framework for gains. Profits were not formally exempt, but there was no specific regime spelling out how disposals should be calculated and declared. That ambiguity is what the new plan aims to close. The direction matches what most of the EU has already done. Member states have steadily moved crypto from an unregulated curiosity to a taxable asset class, often treating a sale, swap, or spend as a disposal event that crystallizes a gain or loss. If Greece follows that template, the question for residents shifts from "is this taxed?" to "at what rate and from when?" The timing also sits against a rough market backdrop. Bitcoin traded near $6,870 on June 6, 2026, down 3.6% on the day and about 17% over the week, with Ether around 15¢/ETH after a 9.7% daily drop. The Crypto Fear and Greed Index read 13 deep in extreme fear. A new tax regime introduced during a drawdown is a reminder that disposals can book losses as well as gains, and a sensible framework should let holders carry those losses where the rules allow. The disposal trigger matters more than the headline. The detail that will decide the real burden is what counts as a taxable event. A pure buy-and-hold investor is rarely taxed until they sell. The friction starts at the moment of conversion, selling crypto for euros, swapping one token for another, or spending crypto on goods. That last case is where the policy touches everyday users. When someone funds a crypto card from appreciated holdings, and taps to pay, the backend converts crypto to fiat at the point of sale. Under a disposal-based system, that conversion can itself be a taxable event, even though it feels like an ordinary card payment. The gain is measured against the price at which the crypto was acquired, not the moment it was loaded onto the card. This is not unique to Greece. It is the standard mechanism in most jurisdictions that tax crypto as property. And it is why record keeping, not the headline rate, tends to be the harder part for active spenders. Cards that draw from a stablecoin balance rather than volatile assets sidestep much of this, since a one-to-one stablecoin has little or no gain to tax on conversion. Practical reading for Greek holders. A few things are worth doing now, before the text lands. Keep cost basis records for every acquisition, because a disposal regime is only as fair as the records you can produce. Note the dates and euro values of buys, swaps, and any crypto spending. If you use a card that spends directly from appreciated holdings, understand that each tap may be a separate disposal in the eyes of the new rules. For anyone weighing how they hold and spend in Greece, the Greek market overview on SpendNode tracks availability and local context as the picture develops. Spenders who want to limit taxable conversions may prefer setups built around spending from your own wallet with stable assets, which keeps the gain math simple. It is also worth watching how Greece defines the start date. A regime that applies only to gains realized after the law takes effect is very different from one that reaches back to existing holdings. That single design choice will determine whether long-term Greek holders face a clean slate or a retroactive reckoning.